Sometimes forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, what are some of the situations that traders should be mentally prepared for before these situations happen?
Wow, what a great question. So the biggest one is that you are going to have a drawdown. It's going to suck, and you're going to have to figure out a way to get out of it. That's the biggest one. Mentally, also making mistakes. So you're going to make mistakes, whether it's in execution or somewhere along the line you miscalculated your risk, or you chose the wrong broker, or somewhere along the line you made a mistake, and you have to deal with that too as a trader. But the biggest one and the number one thing that I believe separates those traders who make a living from this versus those traders who really struggle is that the traders who do well are able to pull themselves up out of the drawdown. I mean, it's as simple as that. And it sounds crazy that, you know, it's, of course I can, you know, withstand a 35% draw, but it's not true. It's so true that people freak out. They look at that. So they do their back testing and they go, oh, okay. So, for example, I got an email here from a guy yesterday, and he was saying that he did a back test. Okay. So he tested this system that we were talking about and I was sharing with him. So my friend, he messaged me in the forum and he said, he's coded this thing up, okay? And it's for the 4-hour pound Aussie. And he found that it turned $100,000 US dollars into $2 million US dollars in 2 years, okay? So that's the system that he tested, okay? Which is great. But then in the next 2 years, it completely wiped out the account. So here's the thing, this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with risk. And so the things that you need to be mentally prepared for are dealing with the risk issues. And that really comes down to drawdowns. So you have to mentally prepare yourself for the drawdown that is going to occur and that you will be able to pull yourself up out of. You can do it. It's possible. It might seem like it's crazy. And if you do crazy things, it will be difficult to get out. Like if you're in a 10% drawdown and you start taking twice the risk to get out of it, that, you know, or if you start martingale trading or whatever, you know, that's where the problem is. So the biggest thing you need to have is a plan. What am I going to do when I hit my drawdown? First of all, you want to know what's the drawdown that you're trying to avoid. Maybe it's 15%, maybe it's 20%, whatever that number is. Then you backwards engineer your risk based on that. And I talk about the risk calculator. It's linked up in the show notes for this episode. Obviously, you want to use that and figure out how you can avoid that drawdown. How do you make it really, really unlikely that statistically you're going to hit that drawdown? And then you trade that way. And then when you do hit that really bad drawdown, you activate your plan. So let's say your max drawdown is 15%. All right. So when you hit a 10% drawdown, maybe something kicks in. Maybe you take a haul, you don't trade for 2 weeks. Maybe you just backtest and reaffirm that what you're doing is correct. Maybe you look over your trades and make sure that they've been executed the right way, or have you been getting sloppy? You know, these are the sorts of things that you need to put into place in sort of your plan to deal with drawdowns. And the best traders do this, and they're ready. They're ready. And they know when the drawdown comes that they're going to get out, and they do. But if you end up in the drawdown and change your system or change your approach or your time frame or, you know, whatever, that's when it gets tricky, because maybe that system didn't jive with you. Maybe it wasn't the right system for you, and that's fine. But the real approach to trading is to have a plan, to know what to do. So for me, if I get to that point where I'm almost to my max drawdown, I boom, stop trading immediately. That's it. Done. Okay. And I want to go back and I want to look at my trades. Am I doing something wrong? Am I executing as I should? Also, I want to load new data into Forex Tester and retest my system, make sure that it's been doing, you know, what I expected it to do. So let's say, for example, I'm trading a system live and I've been trading it for 2 years, all right? And then all of a sudden I get really close to my max 15% drawdown amount, 11% drawdown. So then I will go back and I'll load in the last 2 years and make sure, okay, am I still doing this the right way? Is there one particular market that's causing these really poor trades? Because that could be it, right? It could be that the system works. It's just one pair is not really volatile or something, and it's really messing with the results. It could be that I'm getting sloppy or doing something weird. It could be that my broker is starting to slip me because I'm making money and they don't like that. Whatever it is, have a look at that. But the biggest thing is to take a break. That's how I approach it. But everyone's going to have a different, you know, a way to do that. But the drawdown is the deal. That's the thing that breaks traders. And I think, you know, I mean, would you agree or are there other things?
Oh, no, I would totally agree. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. So I can totally relate to that.
Yeah. I mean, we all go through it. Like, here's the thing. Everybody goes through drawdowns, and your biggest drawdown is in the future. A trader just told me that the other day, and it was really true. It's sage advice. What matters is how are you going to pull yourself up out of that? And the best way to do that is to have your plan already ready. So you know it's going to happen. It happens. Boom, you have it happen. And bam, boom, your plan is activated and you pull yourself up out of it. That's it. It's as simple as that. And usually you'll figure it out. Like, you'll go back and you'll look at your trades and you'll say, oh, okay, that's what happened. Or you'll say, oh, what's the bloody dollar yen? The dollar yen keeps doing that to me. I'm just going to throw it out. Forget it. Don't trade it anymore. It's not worth it. You know, if it's running at a 70%, you know, loser rate, and typically it's a 55% win rate, and it's at a 70% loser rate, and you're only winning 30% of your trades, then kick it out and say, that's it. Maybe the dollar yen's just too, you know, too weird right now. So these are the sorts of things that you can do. And really, that's the situation. And as far as mentally prepared, I think you would agree, Hugh, that when you do your back testing, that's what gives you the confidence going into it so you can survive those drawdowns, knowing that you've got these numbers behind you, you've got this much data behind you, these many trades, and you can say, look, this system works, man. I know it works. I've got this behind me, and I'm going to go forward with it. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but if the past is any clue, I'm going to do pretty well with my system as long as I stick to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's the biggest confidence booster you could ever have, aside from like actually trading it live and doing well. But
yeah,
backtesting, I think, is the biggest way to do it, right?
Yeah. You just build up that confidence. So that's what I would say is a plan for dealing with drawdowns, building up your confidence with your testing, and just knowing that you really need to have – it's kind of like when you call an ambulance. You know, you call the ambulance. Oh, you know, something happened. Pick me up. And then the ambulance, like, they have this checklist that they go through. You know what I mean? When they get there, it's like, boom, they – want to make sure that you're okay and everything, and that they can lift you up and take you into the back of the ambulance and drive you to the hospital. And, you know, how fast do they need to drive? Is it like, boom, we got to get you there quickly? Or is it, we just need to get there at a good pace? You know, all these things that kick in, that's what happens when you hit your drawdown. That should be the same sort of deal. It's like you have this checklist that you go through and you just want to work through it. And the thing is, look, it doesn't mean you're a bad trader. It's just bad luck. It just means you've had a lot of losers clumped together, and that's it. You know, that's the most likely result. If you're doing everything right, that's the most likely result. You just had a lot of losers clumped together, and you just want to make sure that there's not something else operating, like a funky, you know, market, or that you're doing something a little bit weird and changing it up, or, you know, there's some sort of weird sabotage or evil broker stepping in the way of your profits or whatever. You know, you just got to make sure that that's all, you know, that that's all clear, and then you can get back on the horse. So yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great question.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Walter. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.